This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
Hi, and welcome to Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Phil.
And I'm Jia Ying. 本期你问我答节目要回答的问题来自一位网友，问题由我来代读。你好，我想问一下。If 引导的主从句时态分别是什么？谢谢。
That's a fantastic question. And like many fantastic questions, the answer is, it depends.
是的 ,if 从句用什么时态要视情况而定。我们可以用 if 从句来谈论一些特定的内容。所以句子的时态要用哪个取决于所表达的内容是什么。
Okay, we can use present tenses in the if clause, butOften when we do this, we're actually referring to the future. And this might be when we're not 100% sure what's going to happen.
If 从句可以是现在时，但谈论的其实是未来将要发生的事情。这可能是因为我们对将要发生的事情没有百分百的把握。先来看第一种情况，主句和从句都是一般现在时。听两个例句。
If you go to the shops, could you buy some bread? If you're in the office tomorrow, can you do me a favor?
在上面的两句话中，主句和 if 从句都是一般现在时。说话人不确定对方会不会去商店或办公室，所以两句话都用了一般现在时来指未来可能会发生的事情。
We often use if clauses like this to talk about conditions. We have a present tense in the if clause.With a will future in the main clause. Here, it's saying that we need the thing in the if clause to happen first before the thing in the main clause can happen.
是的，我们常用一般现在时的 if 从句谈论条件。接着来看第二种情况 ,if 从句为一般现在时，主句为包含 will 的一般将来时。只有 if 从句描述的事情发生，主句描述的事情才会发生。听两个例句。
If we finish work on time, we'll go to the park. If you buy the ingredients, I'll cook dinner.
Tenses and time are not always the same thing. I need to mention here that when we're using the present tense with if, we're also saying that the condition is not something that's very unlikely. These are things that we genuinely think could happen.
我们再来看第三个情况 ,if 从句仍然是一般现在时但主句中使用情态动词而非将来时。当然使用情态动词会影响我们如何看待主句中描述的事情发生的可能性。听两个例句。
If you have enough money, we can eat out. If it's sunny, we might go to the beach.
在上面的第一个例句中如果 if 从句所描述的事情发生，也就是 have enough money 有足够的钱，那么主句中去吃饭的计划则 can 可以实现。在第二个例句中，如果 if 从句中描述的事情发生 ，it's sunny 天气晴朗，那么主句中去海滩的计划 might 也许会发生。另外，由于设下的条件并非完全没有可能实现，所以。If 从句用了一般现在时。
So, those are examples of using a present tense in the if clause, but we can use other tenses. And this is often for things that we think are unlikely or even impossible.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
以上我们介绍了 if 从句是一般现在时的三个情况。接下来看看 if 从句为其他时态的情况。这类句子通常用来谈论我们认为不大可能发生或完全不可能发生的事情。先来听两个例句。
If I were taller, I'd never find clothes to fit. If I were younger, I wouldn't do this job.
例句中的 if 从句所描述的事情都与事实不符，因为说话人不能变高或变年轻。注意 ,if 从句虽然是一般过去时但谈论的并不是过去发生的事情。使用一般过去时的原因是这些陈述与事实相悖。我们通常在这类 if 从句中用 were, 在主句中用 would 以表假设。在上面的例句中，这类结构用来谈论与事实不一致的情况，但其实它还有不同的用法。它还可以让语气听起来更委婉、礼貌。听两个例句。
It would be really nice if you came for dinner. I'm not sure about this presentation. It would be better if you changed it a bit.
在这两句话中，虽然 if 从句也用了一般过去时，且主句中使用了 would， 但两句话都是用 would 来让语气更委婉、更礼貌。
Another way to use a past tense in an if clause is to use the past perfect. We can often do this together with would have in the main clause in order to talk about something that was possible before but isn't anymore.
没错 ,if 从句除了可以是一般过去时以外还可以是过去完成时也就是 if 加主语加 had 加过去分词。主句则使用 would have 加过去分词，常用来谈论一件原本可能发生，但事到如今却不可能发生的情况。
If I had been on time for the bus, I would have come. If you had come, you would have really enjoyed yourself.
在这两句话中，说话人对过去没有发生的事情做了假设，因此 if 从句用了过去完成时。
So, there are different tenses we can use with if clauses,depending on what we want to say.
但要牢记的是 if 从句的时态并不一定与事情实际发生的时间有关。
If we use present tenses, we're often talking about the future.
没错 if 从句如果用的是现在时态那多谈论将来发生的事情。If 从句用的是过去时说话人更多的是在谈论与事实不符的情况或让语气听起来更委婉。这与事情发生的实际时间并无太大关系。
We hope that's answered your question.
好了，如果你也在学习英语时遇到了疑问，欢迎你通过微博把问题发送给我们。你也可以将问题发送至 questions.china@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答。Bye everyone.
Bye.
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.